Okay, Mishnah Ches says Hagonev Tele Mina Ida Vahakazero. Someone steals a sheep from the herd, and the owner realizes it was stolen, but they put it back, and the owner doesn't realize that they put it back. So in that case, halachically, it's as if the sheep was never put back. It's as if it's still in the ganav's. It's still in the one who stole, in the thief's possession. So then, what happens if umes o nignav? If that sheep dies or it gets stolen again by someone else, so then chayev bach reuso, the one who stole it originally, the original thief, has to take responsibility for it, because halachically it's never as if it was in his possession, as if it was never put back. But what would happen if lo yadu habaylim lo b'gnevaso v'lo b'hachziraso? What happens if the owner doesn't realize that it was stolen, and the owner doesn't realize that after it was stolen, it was put back? Umano esatzon ushlemahi, and he even goes as far as to count his herd, and he finds that everyone's there. He never realizes that this sheep went missing. So in such a case, pater, the ganav would not be responsible if the sheep were to die or were to be stolen again, because the baal, the owner, never realized that it went missing in the first place. Mishnah tas ein lochen min aroyim zemer bechalav ugdim. So you can't buy from shepherds. You can't buy wool from them. You can't buy milk from them. And you can't buy gedim. You can't buy kids, baby goats from them. Velo mishum repayrus eitzim upayrus. And from someone whose profession is to guard fruits, you can't buy wood from them or fruits from them. In both these cases, why can't you buy these things? Because we're worried that these are stolen items. Based on what their profession is and based on their reputability, we're worried these are stolen items. Aval lochin min anashim klei zemer b'Yehuda uklei pishan b'Galilea v'agalim b'Sharon. But you can buy from women wool garments in the area that is Yehuda, and pishan flax garments in the area that is the Galilea v'agalim, and wheels in the area that is Sharon. Because in all of these areas, we're not worried that they're selling something that's stolen. We totally trust that the items they're selling in confidence. The kulan shamru lahatmin aser. But with all of these items, if the one selling it says, okay, you can, here, I'm going to sell it to you, but what I want you to do is I want you to hide it until you get home, so then you can't buy it from them, because then we're worried that it is in fact stolen. And the mission ends off and says, "Velochin beitzim v'tarnagolim mikol makom," and eggs and chickens you can buy from anywhere in any place, because they're so cheap. We're not worried about them being stolen.